Hello everyone, myself Dr. Atul Pawar. We'll be dealing with the chapter 4 for revenue cycle management, addressing patient's financial responsibility. Let's go ahead with what exactly patient's financial responsibility would be. Patient's financial responsibility refers to amount of patients are responsible for paying the healthcare services. It includes deductibles, co-pays, co-insurance, which are not covered by the insurance. Understanding the patient's financial responsibility is crucial for healthcare revenue cycle management. Tracking up the provider's understanding patient's ability to pay and improve collections. It evaluates the aid in assessing the patient's education effectiveness on financial responsibility. Calculation of the patient financial responsibility. It is computed by summing up the out-of-pocket expenses like deductibles, copay, co-insurance. Information is gathered from insurance plans and service providers. An accurate calculation requires clear understanding of insurance coverage and services. The EHR or electronic health record and billing system assists in tracking the patient's financial responsibility. It also aids in providing comprehending patients' financial obligations for enhancement of revenue cycle management. Co-payments. This is fixed amount paid by the patient at the time of the service. Deductibles. These are the determined out-of-the-pocket expense before the insurance coverage begins. Co-insurance. Percentage of medical costs shared by the patient after meeting the deductibles. Out-of-pocket expenses, healthcare costs not covered by the insurance, and each component impacts the patient financial obligations and healthcare experience. To understand the PFR in a proper way, we could actually go ahead with knowing what is the importance of understanding the patient's financial responsibility. There has to be a clarity on financial obligation which enables the informed healthcare decision. Patient can plan, budget, or explore the insurance option effectively. To understand what exactly the financial responsibility which empowers the patient to advance to advocate themselves during the medical encounters. The lack of clarity which may lead to unexpected bills or financial strains or difficulty in accessing the medical care. There has to be complete improvement in patient education, communication, which is essential for promoting and understanding the financial responsibility. Best practices to improve the patient financial responsibility. Educating patient about the financial responsibility before receiving the healthcare services. Verifying the insurance eligibility to avoid the billing errors and reduce the denial claims. Offering the flexibility of the payment plans tailored to the patient's financial situation. Utilizing technology such as EHR and patient portals to enhance the accuracy and access to the information. Training the staff on best practices to improve the patient satisfaction and reduce the billing error. Monitoring and analyzing the patient financial responsibility matrix to identify the areas for improvement and make a data-driven decision. Understanding the patient financial responsibility would also include patient responsibility is integral to the the patient financial responsibility is important or integral part for the healthcare delivery. There has to be transparency and communication and education, which are the crucial factor for navigating the healthcare system effectively. By fostering the understanding of how and what matters for the financial the patient improvement or patients provide achievement of better healthcare outcome, how exactly we could foster this financial needs. The improvement of financial literacy can lead to more informed healthcare decisions. The collaborations between patients and the providers, it enhances the trust and promotes the financial responsibility for the patient. effective communication for the financial responsibility. There has to be a proper effective communication, which is a crucial factor in healthcare. There has to be clear and concise communication strategies which are to be planned for transparency of the patients and patient satisfaction. Utilizing a simple language and visual aids which could help and convey the complex financial information to the patient. There has to be open dialogue and engagement with the patient to foster the understanding and the trust regarding the financial obligations. Utilizing various channels, understanding the face-to-face interactions with various channels, printed materials such as brochures, pamphlets, which would provide a valuable resource for a patient, online portals or a digital platform which offers a convenient access to the financial information in the payment option, in-person discussion with the healthcare provider and the financial counselor which offers a personalized guidance and a support. So understanding what exactly the benefits would be, benefits with the effective communication, patient may disclose more information, it would enhance the patient satisfaction ratio, it builds a rapport between patient and the healthcare provider, patient is more involved into decision making by having the effective communication. It also leads to have more accurate diagnosis of the patient, by knowing what is the current condition of the patient and how exactly the patient condition has deteriorated, which has resulted into the healthcare assessment. It leads to more realistic patient expectations, what patient relatives or patients attendants are expecting as a treatment part, better patient adherence to the treatment, and patient more offer to seek the further care. If you are planning to have further involvement of the patient into further treatment plans or further decision making, that helps into better communication. So with this better communication, better effective communication, we enhance the patient to understand and compliance with the healthcare recommendations. Patient who understand their diagnosis and treatment are more likely to actively participate in their care. The key elements of effective communication include verbal and non-verbal cues, which empathizes the patient-centric care. Also building up the rapport and engaging in the collaboration of the communication, which contribute to the positivity of the patient's experience. There are different techniques in effective communication. How exactly we are communicating with the patients, are accessed through what to the patient, what patient is understanding. So assess what the patient already knows during the communication, assess what patient wants to know during the communications, be empathic towards the patient's communication while doing the communication with the patients, slow down in sharing up the details with the patient, keep it simple, avoid any jargons or any medical terminologies while having an effective communications, always be truthful, be hopeful, never give a false recommendation or false alarming, watch for the visual cues, and be prepared for the reactions. Whenever we have a communication with the patients, we have to have all these points taken into consideration to have an effective communication with the patient or the patient's attendants. Patients have fundamental needs to know and understand the feel known and the understanding of the patients. Effectively imparting the information is crucial for patient understanding and compliance. The key elements for effective communication include verbal and non-verbal cues, empathy, and patient-centered care. Good rapport and collaboration communication enhances the patient-physician relationship and improves the healthcare outcome. Itemizing bill statements, a foundation for financial transparency. Often, a patient complaints about the transparency in the bill or having a bill been shared in an improper way with the patient during discharge. So itemizing the bill statements, breakdown of the healthcare expense into detailed component, Each charge in the bill corresponds to specific service or a treatment. The transparency provided by the itemized statements promotes the trust and accountability. Patient can identify errors and discrepancy, enhancing the accuracy and fairness in the billing. Understanding the breakdown charges, which allows the patient to better comprehend their healthcare expenses. There is explanation for the charges and facilitating for the patient charge and understanding for the engagement. There has to be clear explanation of charges, which helps patient to understand the purpose of each expense. Patient can connect charges to specific service or treatment received during the healthcare visits. Understanding the charges, which encourage the patient to engage and foster the trust between the patients and the providers. Informed patients can be made decisions aligned with their healthcare needs as well as financial circumstances. Explanation of the charges empowers patients to ask the questions and seek clarification about their bills. Consolidating the bills for single services. Many patients basically express the confusion over multiple invoices for the same treatment or the procedure, which creates a confusion amongst themselves. Healthcare organization can improve the patient clarity by consolidating all the charges into a single bill. This consolidating the bill enhances the patient experience and also promotes the transparency in the billing practices. Also offering multiple payment options by financing options, increasing the revenue flow and improving the patient satisfaction flow. Single consolidated bill simplifying the billing process for patient and reduces the administrative burden for the healthcare provider. Rising out of the pocket cost. Surveys indicate that significant portion of patient face high out of pocket cost despite having insurance coverage. Patient often needs financial options to manage out of the pocket expenses effectively. Healthcare providers can improve patient experience by offering transparent discussion about financing plans and third-party facing options. Transparent conversations with medical billing partners can enhance hospital credibility and patient loyalty. Increased awareness of out-of-the-pocket cost helps patient plan and budget for healthcare expenses. There are no surprise act addressing surprise billing in emergency treatment situation. Traditionally, workflow management in medical billing often leaves patients unaware of financing and billing until after services are rendered. Healthcare organizations need to prioritize transparent communication with the patient throughout their healthcare journey to prevent surprise billing and enhance patient experience. Patients should be informed about the potential out-of-the-network providers and associated costs before receiving the services. Clear communication about billing practices and potential charge help patients to make informed decisions and reduce the financial stress on the healthcare provider as well as the patient. Why cost estimates matter? There has to be different financial planning. Cost estimation tools helps patient to plan their finance by providing insights into potential expense associated with the medical treatment. The informed decision making. Understanding the healthcare cost allows the patient to make informed decision about the treatment options based on their financial situation. Transparency. The cost estimation should promote the transparency in the healthcare prices, enabling the patient to seek a breakdown of charges and understand where their money is allocated. Budget management. With the cost estimate, patient can budget their expenses more effectively, avoiding financial strain and unexpected bill. Confidence and trust. Transparent cost and estimation fosters the confidence and trust between the patient and healthcare providers, reducing the anxiety and uncertainty amongst the healthcare providers as well as the patients. Using technology for cost estimation. Instant estimate. There are some digital tools and softwares which are being provided by the patients for instant cost estimation based on their insurance coverage and treatment plan. EHR system or probably the revenue cycle management systems help in understanding what are the estimated costs for particular surgical cases or particular disease conditions. This helps us to formulate or probably design a plan structure to know the estimation of particular disease condition or the surgical enhancement. Accessibility. The cost estimation tools are accessible online or through mobile apps. Most of these tools basically which are been given by the EHR systems or by any HMIs are accessible by mobile apps, which allows patients to obtain an estimated or convenient cost anywhere at any given point of time. The significant simplified process of digital tools streamline the process of obtaining the cost estimate and eliminating the need for phone calls or appointment with the doctors and understanding the cost prehend. Understanding the cost. These tools break down the healthcare cost into understandable components, which empowers the patient to comprehend the financial implications for the treatment and the decision making. Enhancing the patient experience by offering easy access to the cost, a cost estimate, and promoting the transparency. Technological driven cost estimation enhances the overall patient expertise and experience and satisfaction with the healthcare services. Healthcare billing process. What exactly is the healthcare billing process? There's an explanation of benefits, and explanation of benefit is a document from the insurance company detailing the services you receive, the amount covered by the insurance, and what you may owe, including the co-payments or deductibles. So it is basically the document which would ensure or ensure the healthcare provider as well as the individual or the patient to know how much financial constraint that individual or the patient is going to bear on particular disease condition or on admission benefits of the services. Coinsurance. This is the portion of medical cost you are responsible for after meeting your deductibles. For instance, if insurance covers 80%, you may be you may have to pay remaining 20%. This is the coinsurance part where some segments of the billing are not borne by the insurance company. Most of the time, billing segments, when we say about the healthcare billing processes, there are certain segments of the billing which are to be borne by the patient itself. This cost is not covered by the insurer or by the patient. Why exactly these components are essential? There are certain certain consumable items like gloves or mask, or if we say about medical record keeping expenses or administrative expenses or registration expenses. These expenses are the vital aspect which are not covered by the insurance. These expenses, the amount incurred in these expenses are to be borne by the patient itself. These are essential components in a service provider to maintain the record or probably as a act as a preventive or a maintenance part of the health healthcare delivery process. So these expenses are not covered under the insurance. These expenses are to be borne by the insurer or by the patient themselves. Deductible. The amount you pay for the covered medical expenses before insurance kicks in and tracking the deductible payments in is a crucial. What happens is there are some medical services for which insurance company do pay upfront, but there are some materials or some diagnostic tests or some radiological tests which insurance company don't bear any circumstances evidence to be paid for that particular disease conditions planned or executed. Just to explain this in further manner, a hospital stay for falciparum malaria is considered to be of 5 days. Extension of stay in malaria beyond 5 days for extinction of stay for falciparum malaria, not for Vavax, but only for falciparum malaria beyond 5 days is considered to be deductible cost, as hospital or as an insurance company has given a complete guidelines to ensure that particular disease condition would last only for this particular segment. There is a incubation period attached to each disease condition. Based on that incubation period, that the management of the patient's care is assigned and is been thought of in within consideration with the healthcare providers, and this is how that amount has been determined. So this is the deductible amount beyond 5 days. Financial clarity, understanding this all conditions and helps the patient to decipher the medical bills and enable a smarter financial decision making regarding to the healthcare expenditure. Knowing the healthcare cost upfront in assisting the financial planning, it helps to understand the minimizing the surprises or probably promoting the transparency in the billing format. In-network, so insurance coverage basically. So insurance coverage is done in three segments basically. There is an in-network provider, covered services, and out-of-the-pocket expenses. In-network providers are the healthcare providers who have negotiated the rates with the insurance company and usually result in the lower cost for the patient. Covered services. Every insurance plan outlines certain medical services which are to be covered into the insurance company, and such as checkups, tests, hospital stays, and prescriptions. There are certain out-of-the-pocket expenses. These expenses are basically resulting into co-payments or deductibles or co-insurance, even with insurance coverage. The financial preparedness, understanding the insurance coverage, aids in budgeting, anticipating the out-of-pocket expenses, and ensuring the financial readiness for healthcare costs. Knowledge of insurance coverage empowers the patients to navigate healthcare finances confidently and minimizing the financial stress and confusion. Patient-centered billing strategy. Invest in a price estimation tool. Offering a cost estimation after insurance, aiding patients in financial planning and reducing retrospect revenue chasing. Education of the patient about medical bill. Provide a sample bills or explanation to enhance the patient understanding and facilitate a billing payment process. Making an estimation charges or giving an estimation or prejudiced approach to a certain condition helps in understanding the patient to know what exactly the billing amount would be. The cost of the bill has to be estimated beforehand, before the admission of the patient, not after the admission of the patient. Create glossaries of bill terms. Establish an accessible resource for patients to clarify billing and insurance terminology, promoting transparency and comprehensiveness. Understanding the packages system, making a package system for the patient, understanding and giving the chart of entire each sections of billing into a different sections, and making glossaries of all the billing terms helps in understanding of patient as well as the attendants to know whereabouts of the billing. Friendly staff training. All these aspects has to be equipped with the staff to address the patient's query regarding medical billing terminologies, codes, coverage, types, enhancing the patient experience as well as understanding how exactly the billing process takes place. Designated bill inquiry points. There has to be a designated bill inquiry points for the patients for billing inquiries, ensuring the effective communications, empathy, and resolution of the concerns of the patients. Considering the patient navigators, these are the people who would be employed by as an individual to guide the patient in the entire billing process and would improve the financial literacy and the payment clarity. If any doubts or if any confusions with the patient's relatives, this patient's navigators could actually guide the patient in a proper way and explain the billing strategies in a detailed manner. Engage clinicians in financial conversations. Train the clinical staff to discuss the medication cost, financial implications with the patient. frustrating to the informed decision making and adherence. There are certain kind of drugs which are being used for the patient's care, which are grouped into different kind of strategies. Some are high priced drugs, some are low priced drugs. Usage of the drugs are depending on the based on the medical condition of the patient, as well as the strategy of treatment or treatment plan depends on the severity of the medical condition of the patient. Thus, the cost of drugs may vary at point of administration of the drugs. This helps in understanding the engagement of the clinicians in knowing to the patients, attendants and patients, to knowing how and what the treatment is going on and how far the treatment would be going on, what stage the treatment is currently, and how would be it would benefit the patient in a future run.